Hi, this is Fran.
Hello,
Hello.
my name is Shay, returning your call from customer support. May I please have your
Oh,
zip
okay,
code so I
yes.
can locate the account?
12566.
Your first and last name?
Francis Reed, R-E-I-D.
Can you verify your shipping address?
14 Grising Street, Pine Bush, New York, 12566.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for that information. Give me one moment while the account loads. How may I help you?
Okay. Well, you guys are very, very busy. I got to say that because I've been trying to call you since the middle of October. And the last time somebody called me back, it hung up and I had to start the process all over again. And this is crazy. On my credit card bill, I received a bill for $5.74 September 7th. September 13th, I received a bill for $67.32. October 17th, I received a bill, a charge for $67.32. I called my credit card company because I had no idea what this was coming from because I didn't order anything and I haven't been receiving anything. And she gave me this number to give you guys a call, that it's Magical Smart Electronic or something. And
yes, ma'am.
I would like
okay,
them
I'm
removed
sorry.
From my bill. I'd like credit for it.
Okay, I do see the charges you are speaking of. I do want to start off by apologizing. We have been experiencing high call volumes lately.
Oh, you guys are crazy. Because Christmas?
I have no idea. It's just been
it's just crazy.
Yes, ma'am. It's just been real crazy. I have no idea.
But well, you're not going to lose your job anytime too soon.
No, ma'am. Okay,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it's okay. I do see where these charges are stemming from. It looks like you paid, it was a free gift of a generator. Well, you had to pay the shipping and handling of $5.74. It maybe was a survey or a contest entry that you may have done back
August
5th. I vaguely
remember something like that. Yeah, I never received anything at all.
Yes, ma'am. It was a sweepstakes entry, and it enrolled you into the sweepstakes. And they announced the winners at the end of the month via email. Okay, so when that happened, that was basically, it stated in the terms and conditions that this was a welcoming gift into the discount store membership. Well, it states in the terms and conditions that if you did not call and cancel within the trial period, that you will be billed the charge that you see for the price of our monthly subscription. And that's
well,
the 6732.
Because I remember something like that. And
yes, ma'am.
I called like the very next day when I talked to my husband about it. He said, it's a scam. You better call and just cancel everything. And I made several attempts at calling. It was like an 800 number. Well, not 855, but this was like back in September. I don't even remember. But I thought it all got canceled. I have no idea what this is for. Like I said, I never even received anything other than I probably did something with a scam. But I would like credit for these charges, the 574 and the two charges of 6732.
Okay, so what I can do, because like I said, it stated in terms of conditions, you had to call in to cancel this. But what I can do for you today, as a customer courtesy, I have already canceled out the account, so there will be no more future transactions going to your bank account. And I can refund you a 35% refund that will be back into your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Actually, I'd like a full 100% refund, please, because I don't even know what this is. And I changed the credit card number, so I can't be billed again because I thought it was all fraud.
Okay, so what I can do, I can even add my employee discount and make it a 50% refund. But that's really all I can do today because, as I stated, it came from the survey. That's where it all started from. Started from the survey, and it did state in terms and conditions that you had to call in the council.
I don't even know what survey I filled out.
It was for the generator when you paid the shipping and handling of the $5.74.
Oh, right, but I'd never got any generator or anything.
Yes, ma'am. It stated that it was a contest entry, but you wasn't into the contest. Now, I can also tell you that you do with these with the price of this with the membership, it came you got $125 voucher, and it looks like you might have two in your email that you can spend at the online discount store.
Yeah, see, that might have gone into my junk then, maybe, because I don't recall any email regarding it at all.
Yes, ma'am. We do suggest that people look in their spam folder because sometimes it does go in there.
Oh, spam, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I'll definitely take the 50%,
Yes, ma'am.
but
And you should have two vouchers, and they will not enroll you to another subscription because all you have to use is the vouchers to get the gadgets.
Yeah, I don't recall seeing any of those, and I don't want any of the gadgets if it's all a gimmick. I don't want any more of these charges on any other credit cards of mine or anything like
Oh,
that. So,
no, ma'am. When you're using the vouchers, they don't ask for a credit card information.
what do I look for? I don't, like, what would it be under?
It could
Like,
be,
who's the email from?
sometimes it could say no reply on the subject. It could also say online discount store or the factory savings store.
Oh gosh, I delete all of those because they're just scams.
Okay, so I have refunded you. You should see that back into your bank account within 3 to 5 business days. I have also canceled out your account. You will not receive any more transactions
Okay,
to
good.
your account, okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support.
Have a good day. All right, bye-bye.